We're doing Pikavot Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Meir had taught us Seve Mimayet Beisik Vasok Batoram Veveshpal Ruach Bifnei Chol Adam Veim Batal Tamina Torah Ishcha Betelim Arbe Kenegdecha. So that's what we learned last week with the story of Pappus Ben Yehuda. We went off on a long tangent. Who was Pappus Ben Yehuda? And if a person wastes the time from learning Torah, so then Hashem sends him all these wonderful, I'm saying facetiously, all these wonderful causes that will help him also stop his learning Torah. And if you worked hard on Torah, Hashem has a lot of wages to give you, says Rabbeinu Yonah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo V'Chvodo Noten Tzachar L'Oskei Torato. The point is that Hashem directly rewards and the one who deals in his Torah, la yidei malach v'la yidei shaliach, the Ribbono shel Olam, and not through any emissary, not through any angel, uvzeh mavtech l'chol be'olam, ki apuranut mevi'a yidei shluchav la'akel b'davar. When Hashem punishes, he does it through a messenger. Gershon, if you take the cookies to the back, so when people take it, they don't block the video, that would be good. When Hashem punishes, he doesn't do it through messenger. He does it through messenger so that to lighten the load, so to speak. But when he rewards, he does it directly. This is a very difficult concept. It seems to go against the Drasha Saran we learned. We don't have time to go into it, but it's a very difficult concept, this idea that the messenger is more lenient than Hashem. Kiloch etzuenu tzuram, ach shalom rav la'avei torato. Hashem pays the wages of those who fear Him, those who learn His Torah and love His Torah. Hashem pays them the wages directly. He doesn't do it through others, because Hashem says, when I pay them off, so then I could add things here and there. It's like a king who had a craftsman make him a nice vessel. The king ordered his servants, he told them, take money from my treasury and pay him off nicely. The servants will definitely give less than if the king himself were rewarding the craftsman. Because the servants are not as generous as the king. The king, he feels his wealth, he can be generous. Not so his servants. They won't naturally feel as inclined to be generous as the king. Even though they're giving the king's money, they will instinctively give less than if the king were the one giving the gift. That's the final idea of the Mishnah, that Hashem personally rewards the person who learns Torah and works hard at learning Torah, because Hashem says, by my rewarding him personally, I will ensure that I can give him even more as I reward him. If I'm the one doing the rewarding, so I can see where I can add and to the person's benefit.